Chapter 17, The Diversity of American Colonial Societies, from 1530 to 1770. We'll be talking briefly about the vocab of this chapter, and so we'll be talking about just independent events and people that were very important at this time, and important in the changes that were happening. The priest, Bartolomé de las Casas, was very important. He lived in southern Mexico and devoted most of his life to protecting Amerindian people from exploitation. He was very essential in creating the new laws of 1542, which reformed legislation that outlawed the enslavement of Amerindians, and it also limited forced labor. Potosí was the single richest silver deposit in Americas. It was found by the Spanish in what is now present-day Bolivia. An early system was known as encomienda, and it was a grant of authority over a population of Amerindians in the Spanish colonies to a settler. The grant holder got cheap labor and also periodic payments of goods from natives, and it was supposedly the grant holder's authority or responsibility to Christianize natives. A Creole is a white person, normally Spanish, who was born in the Americas, so European parents. A mestizo is someone of mixed Amerindian and European descent. A mulatto is someone of mixed African and European descent. And castas is the name of mixed descent groups in general. An indentured servant is a migrant to British colonies in the Americas who paid for passage by agreeing to work for a set term, which ranged from 4 to 7 years. This was like the new system of forced labor without slavery. The House of Burgesses was an elected assembly in colonial Virginia created in 1618. Virginia was governed by this and also a crown-appointed governor. With the House of Burgesses, they forged a democratic representation themselves. Pilgrims, they settled in New England. Pilgrims and Puritans were the two groups of Protestant dissenters who settled in New England. The Pilgrims were the ones to come first, and they established the Plymouth Colony in Massachusetts in 1620. They came to seek religious freedom after having lived briefly in the Netherlands, and they wished to break completely with the Church of England because their ideologies were so different. Now, the Puritans, they believed that God predestined souls to heaven or hell before birth, so this is kind of a pretty Calvinistic idea, and they wanted to purify the Church of England, as their name suggests, and not break with it. They founded the Massachusetts Bay Company in 1628, and the Massachusetts Bay Company limited the crown's right to have control over them. Now, moving down to the mid-Atlantic region of the east coast of the United States, the Iroquois Confederacy, it was an alliance among the Mohawks, Oneida, Onondaga, Cayuga, and Seneca peoples. They made decisions through a council of representatives. For a time, the Confederacy was allied with the Dutch and then later with the English. They dominated the area from the western northeast to the Great Lakes, and they had a couple fallouts with the French because the French took the side of their enemies. New France was founded in Quebec on the banks of the St. Lawrence River in 1608. This colony was founded by Samuel de Champlain. New France became allied, like I said, with the enemies of the Iroquois Confederacy. The coureurs de bois, or the runners of the woods, are French fur traders. They lived among and married Amerindian people. Métis is the name of the mixed kids that they had with Amerindians. And finally, our last important character is Tupac Amaru II. He was a member of the Inca aristocracy who led a rebellion against Spanish authorities in Peru from 1780 to 1781. And he sought to avenge the grievances done to the Amerindians' suffering. All right, thanks for listening. I hope you guys will remember this vocab.